What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantel.
What do you call those things that the logs rest on in the fireplace?
Fire dogs.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Firewood.
Okay. I mean the little tiny pieces that you...
The splatters. Splatters.
She said me not say nothing.
Well, I'm sorry. I hate to do that to you. What do you call the particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Lightwood.
Okay. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes when it's movable from room to room?
Rack.
And what do you call it when it's built into the wall?
A closet.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Weatherboarding, I suppose.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Porch.
What do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
Just a house, I suppose.
No, a porch. What do you call a small porch without any roof over it? Outside the house, they have like stones.
What in the devil is the name of it? Terrace? No, it ain't that. Patio.
Patio.
Pardon?
Patio.
Right. What do you call the small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
Pasture.
And I mean, now, how about the word for that small area where you bring them in from the pasture just before you're going to milk them and you...
Cow pen, I suppose.
What do you call a wall or fence made of rocks or stones?
Well, I suppose you'd call it a stone, wouldn't you?
Okay, would you say a stone wall or a stone fence?
A stone wall, I guess.
Okay. That's the thing that I have to find out exactly what you think. What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk?
A bucket.
What do you call the same thing made out of metal?
I suppose a bucket too.
What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of?
Bucket.
Hurry up, sir.
Can you hear me? Can you say something?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Because I have to watch my little light up there to make sure it's working. You just said that at the kitchen sink where the water comes out.
Bucket.
What do you call the same thing if you turned it on a barrel?
Well, I suppose you'd call it a spigot right on.
What do you call the same thing out in the yard that the water comes out of?
You mean the one you turn?
The same thing we've been talking about. Pardon?
Spigot, the same thing.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth? You might say that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes would come in a...
Yes, I know. Let me see now. It comes in crocus bag.
What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
A mouth organ.
A juice off of you.
What do you call the small musical instrument that's made out of metal and held between the teeth and picked?
Juice off.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle? One child sits on one end and the other on the
seesaw.